Should financial advisors use Smart Asset or other lead generation services? I tend to say no, and here's why. Hey, what's up, party people? It's me, Sarah G with the Smack, and I'm back. I am a CFA charter holder, and I used to be a financial advisor. On this podcast, I provide non-BS oriented, straight up views on LinkedIn and other financial advisor marketing topics. You can't get this anywhere else, people. So if that's of value, then please subscribe. And if not, then please leave this podcast right now. Okay, so I hear from a lot of people that are not that happy with lead generation services, and I'm not going to say anything specifically about Smart Asset, about their business or any other business in specific, but here are my general impressions of these services based upon the feedback that I get from my clients and from other financial advisors that have used such services. And again, I am not saying anything about any particular company. But if you want to know individually, you can contact me one-on-one, because just send me an email if you want to know what I think of the specific companies. I'm not going to say it on a podcast. All right. So the reason that I don't like lead generation services is that over and over again, I see advisors unable to convert the leads that they're given. I say the word leads, and I think it's a misnomer. I think that getting somebody's name and email address isn't enough to go on. A lot of times I have seen that these lead generation service companies don't really make it clear to the person that their information is going to be submitted to financial advisors and that the financial advisor is going to then consider them a lead. All right. So I think people a lot of times just don't know what they're getting into when they submit their information. I think the prospect a lot of times thinks that they're just kind of submitting it to some directory or that they're going to be put on a list or something. But then I think that they become very surprised when the advisor then reaches out to them directly in some cases. All right. So the other thing is that there really is no qualification process. These leads have not been vetted. And I've seen these leads cost like $300 a pop in some cases. Again, not saying anything about any one particular company. So that's a huge investment. And for it to just become a complete dud because there's no real validity to the prospect having a need for you, then that is just a way to really throw away a lot of money fast. The next thing is that when these lead generation services get somebody who says, hey, I'm interested, I want to get a financial advisor, they then turn around and give that opportunity to not just you, but other financial advisors. So you're directly put into competition. And a lot of times it's a matter of the prospect just talking to the first financial advisor that contacts them. So it kind of turns into this like contest of like, let's see who can email the fastest or who happens to be by their computer at the exact moment. And this is just the typical kind of high pressure, high velocity selling kind of a situation that I think is typical of these. And, you know, I hate the kind of like insurance and wirehouse training programs. It's like this kind of like high pressure, choke the life out of you kind of a thing. And I don't know that this is conducive to really having a deep understanding of the prospect, taking our time, being intentional, developing high quality interactions. I don't know how high quality that interaction can be when it's kind of like we're whizzing down the freeway at 100 miles an hour. You know, we're in a race, we're in a competition or a race. I don't like that. I don't like it. And then the fourth thing about this is that the prospect also has no notion of you and their guard is really going to be up. It's entirely different if you meet the person and, you know, obviously a referral is the highest credibility type of an introduction you can get, even over social media, where they can see your LinkedIn profile and your feed and follow you for a while and maybe get on your newsletter and you can nurture that understanding of who you are and your values and your principles. Ain't none of that in this kind of a situation. It really is kind of a very, there's a huge void of information, and that naturally is going to create a situation where you're so easily judged, one false move and you're gone kind of a thing, for right or for wrong. You know my opinion. I just think that long-term marketing that consists of high-quality interactions for a very select amount of people is the best way to go. I'm not a fan of these churn and burn, high volume, crazy interpersonal interaction kind of a situation. I'm not into it. And I just don't think that this is the kind of model that really works well with affluent people for the long term. Now, I'm not saying that these things don't sometimes work out. I have heard of advisors having some success with these things. However, I do also see that those are the people that purchase these leads in high volume, and are the people that are like, well, you know, if I purchase like several hundred of these things and then I just, you know, close one of them over 3 years, then the ROI, somehow, I don't know, somehow the math, people believe the math works out for this kind of a thing. I still don't believe it, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of arguing on generalizations here. It's my principle and my belief that in order to really have a deep understanding and a deep trust, that these interactions have to be of the highest quality. And I'm not saying that if you meet somebody cold and they don't know anything about you, that you can't create that, but I wouldn't make a habit of it. I would much rather see advisors tap into the networks and the connections that they already have, or creating them in a high quality way that is based upon you taking the time to show your value through higher knowledge and higher understanding of the needs of the client base that you're looking to serve. So that's why I don't like lead generation services. Should you use Smart Asset and other lead generation services? Make your own decision here. And again, I'm not talking about any one particular company, but like I said, let me know if you want to talk about any one of them in specific. You can send me an email. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.